Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor, psychiatrist, I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to share something with you guys that might inspire you if there's certain things that you're afraid of confronting or facing. Mine is something that's probably in the grand scheme of things. It's very small, but it was just something that I've been procrastinating for a very long time. And I'll just say that it's work-related, and it's not anything interpersonal. It's not to do with any person. It's just a matter of me getting things, some things done that I just needed to get done. And finally doing them, it kind of reminds me of how silly it is to procrastinate. But this goes for, I think, everything. So this could be in relation to people. This could be in relation to confronting a fear, like maybe putting yourself out there and trying to date people. You may find that whatever your fear is, just addressing something. You know, one of the biggest things for complex PTSD is those interpersonal confronting kind of communication, interpersonal communication. And we tend to really struggle with that. And I think a lot of that can be the resolution aspect of conflict resolution. And this is kind of falling into that ballpark. So procrastination can be a big part of that. Where, you know, you just put something off and put something on because you just don't want to be uncomfortable. You're worried about the outcome. But I just want to give a little bit of a reminder here, because I've done this before. Like I told you back in November, I shared some things with some people in my personal life that I was terrified to share, and they handled it really well. So the same thing for today, for some things that I was procrastinating with work. Once I finally did them or just started working on them, I thought, how silly that I ever put it off or was stressed out to handle it. It was just something I was stressed out to handle. And it wasn't anything to be stressed out about. And I was actually stressing myself out by not doing it. I was stressing myself out by not doing it. So by handling it, the stress went away, which is kind of ironic, right? It's what we think is going to be the stress. That's what we're trying to avoid. But it wasn't even stressful. It was actually kind of fun. Like it made everything have a point. Like I'm actually, you know, getting something done here that I've been putting off and I just need to do it. Same thing for relationships, or same thing for just putting yourself out there and trying to date. Like maybe if you're judging yourself and you're putting it off, maybe you're judging your past, or you're judging the fact that you have mental health problems, or you have complex PTSD, or you struggle with depression. You know, maybe you're judging yourself, but once you actually put yourself out there and date, most people are much more relatable and sympathetic, and they're better listeners than I think sometimes I give them credit for. You know, more than I give people credit for. And I know that that comes from self-criticism, and it ends up me thinking everyone's going to criticize me when I'm being my worst critic. But I think that a lot of people with complex PTSD can do this. This is something that can develop because we run from things because our brain tells us to, out of that fear, that primal fear that is complex PTSD, that fear, that amygdala part of our brain saying, run, 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 you know, danger, danger, danger. I think that's where it all starts. That's where it starts. And then we teach ourselves to avoid things that we shouldn't be avoiding because our brain doesn't know the difference, right? We have to use our thinking brain, not our primal brain. And so, you know, we have to, as humans, we have to know the difference. Like we have to know, this is just my physical brain doing this. This is not me being rational. So today when I finally handled something that I've been putting off, I just thought how silly, how silly that I've been putting this off. And everything's fine. You know, everything will be okay. So if there's anything out there that you're procrastinating on, or you're avoiding, or whatever it might be, I gotta say, I would say 85% of the time, everything's gonna be fine. And even if you do get a bad result or something out of confronting something, at least it's confronted. So you don't have the stress anymore of confronting it. It's been done, and then you can move forward with whatever it is that you have to move forward with. But you have to handle things at a certain time. You know, I think the longer you wait, the bigger the crisis. So I just wanted to say that I handled something today, and having done it, this is something I put off for quite some time, and having finally done it, I just thought how ridiculous that I put this off. And everything's fine. So, you know, if there's anything you're worried about putting off, again, just kind of know where a lot of that can originate, because it does connect to complex PTSD. It does. I hope that this helps. This is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.